sur le DAB+.
Have when
participatif, le mix des cultures.
Ah tiens Bill, on va passer un super disque. Alors tu mets le disque. Mets le disque, tu mets juste le bras du pick-up sur le truc en cire et tout.
hardcore, c'est brutal quoi.
Hardcore. Ah bah purée, je suis pas à la page.
Principe actif, 102.4 FM.
Listen to me good. To me good.
Their preachers.
Exaggerated tales of hustling. We quick to pass judgment and feel our brothers instead of talking about Laura Hill. Talk about Laura Skill. Truth be told, there may never be a girl as hell. Don't gossip about Dame Dash. Give prop to Dame Head. For the rise of Jay and for sign of Kanye, man. Niggas is crazy. That's why we ain't got shit. Rappers hate each other, not the labels that got rich. Don't care about culture, they only want profit. If your album sells slow, bet you get dropped quick. Q-Tip warned us, the industry's toxic. For reference, check out BDP Sex and Violence. When Styles made I get high, it was playing all day. When Styles made I'm black, it didn't get enough play. Word. I guess they got a problem with anything positive. Doesn't make sense if it doesn't bring dollars in.
Those that manage us, those that were our agents, those that were our accountants, those that were the record executives, those that were the owners of the record label, you never got true accounting for nothing that you did.
What's the difference between a label and pimping? You sell yourself, they tell you how to spend it. Whole ass niggas, slow down, listen. Pimps prey on minds with no ambition. They keep you fly, image is promotion. They keep you high, so a nigga isn't focused. You living in the moment, feeling yourself. They living in plush homes, what's really success? And what's swag? I don't care how you dress or what you drive. I want rhymes that really impress. You say it's all about money, do you even invest any time in your rhymes? Let me guess, you so nice you don't write, it just comes to you. Cause you the shit, nah, you just doodle. I lyrically abuse any rapper who choose to step to me. I will bring it right to you. Right to you.
Yeah. Who do you think you are to them? Yeah. You're nothing but a piece of meat. And you're only as valuable as your last hit song. And when you make no more hit songs, nobody cares for you.
Women lie, numbers can be altered to look higher. Shareholders hate taking losses. This is business. They don't care about your lyrics. The better you sell, the better future for their children. Controversy sells, so they support conflict. Makes more progress, means more profit. An artist gets killed, they say they so sorry. Meanwhile, they tell you the date of his next project. What a life, death made a more profit. Record companies get paid for your drama. And beef DVD is on BET. So every artist who was on it was beefing for free. While the royalties are going to QD3. He Quincy Jones son, what he know about beef? No disrespect intended. I know he got beats, but it's deep how the rich get paid off our grief.
And every one of our great artists, they died with nothing. And the record company executives were rich sending their children to college. Brilliant. But the question is, can you put your brilliance in a song? Can you put the condition of the world in a song and inspire young people all over the world?
Wanna give me laughs, wanna give me bling, wanna give me all the material things. I hear them talking about what the world has to offer. Girl, what you doing, don't you see what they have done to Bedouin and Marcus, Jesus and all of the prophets. But I'm not afraid, no. I'm not afraid. bills on time. Prostituting and standing in a them government line. No, and they don't mind when you waste your time coming up with some stupid lines, influencing the youth, them for snort a line and take a life. And they don't mind when you're locked up in jail, can't get no bail, sentence for life. I can't see your youth